May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I am going to play you the audio, the third clip from Shunyu Suzuki's lecture that he gave on September 9th, 1965 in Los Altos, California at the Haiku Zendo. This lecture was about 25 minutes long, ended up being a chapter in Zen Mind Beginner's Mind called Study Yourself. And so I'll play you the unedited clip, then I'll read it, and then I will play you the edited clip, and then we will say good evening.
So, sometime teaching without teaching, when we do not hear anything and just sit, you have everything. And teaching or will not sufficient, or awareness of yourself is not sufficient. So, the purpose of practice in this place is to study ourselves, to be independent. We study, but you want teacher, and because it is impossible to study you yourself, by some means you have to study, but you should not make a mistake, you should not take what you have learned here for yourselves. It is a part of your activity, everyday activity. The study you make here is a part of your everyday life. Your incessant activity, a part of your incessant activity. In this sense, there is no difference in there is no difference between the practice here and the everyday activity you will have in everyday life. So to find out the meaning of your life here is to find out the meaning of your everyday activity. To know, to be aware of your the meaning of your life, you practice doesn't hear.
So Sometime teaching. Without teaching. When we do not hear anything and just sit. Well, you have everything. And teaching will not be sufficient. Our awareness of yourself is not sufficient. So the purpose of practice in this place is to study ourselves, to be independent. We study, but you want a teacher because it is impossible to study you yourself. By some means you have to study, but you should not make a mistake. You should not take what you have learned here for yourselves. It is a part of your activity, your everyday activity. The study you make here is a part of your everyday life, your incessant activity, a part of your incessant activity. In this sense, there is no difference. There is no difference between the practice here and the everyday activity you will have in your everyday life. So to find out the meaning of your life here is to find out the meaning of your everyday activity. To know, to be aware of the meaning of your life, you practice Zazen here. So, very good. Very good. Pretty obvious, huh? Pretty obvious. We restrict ourselves. We have limitation. We sit quietly. Follow our breaths or just sit. And why do we do that? Why do we do a lot of that? It's so we can find out who we are when we're doing things. Because we need some limitation. And we need some teacher. Now, your teacher can be your friends. I mean, of course, it's best to have a bona fide, certified teacher. But don't stop. Don't say, well, I can't practice because I don't have a teacher. You can make tapes, friends, fellow students. You can let birds and the sky be your teacher. But yourself cannot be your teacher. So let's hear what he has to say, or let's see how he says it with a little editing. And again, no words cut out, just, or no significant words cut out, if there are any, which I'm not eager to do. Let's hear what he has to say once more.
So, sometime teaching, without teaching, when we do not hear anything and just sit, you have everything. And teaching will not sufficient, or awareness of yourself is not sufficient. So, the purpose of practice in this place is to study ourselves, to be independent. We study. But you want teacher, and because it is impossible to study you yourself. By some means you have to study. But you should not make a mistake. You should not take what you have learned here for yourselves. It is a part of your activity, everyday activity. The study you make here is a part of your everyday life, your incessant activity, a part of your incessant activity. In this sense, there is no difference in there's no difference between the practice here and the everyday activity you will have in everyday life. So to find out the meaning of your life here is to find out the meaning of your everyday activity. To know, to be aware of your the meaning of your life, you practice zazen here.
This has been a Kyuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Puba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Dogget Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.